Lecture 9, Principle and Practice in Jefferson's Presidency.
In our last lecture, we looked at Jefferson emerge from retirement and lead his party to victory, navigating the shoals of political controversy during the XYZ affair and the quasi-war with France. Now we're going to examine Jefferson's presidency, and in particular, we want to look at the relationship between principle and practice, because like any political leader, Jefferson was found himself confronted with the tension between, on the one hand, his ideals, and on the other hand, political realities. And we're going to look at particular at three different sets of issues. First, how he dealt with the problem of patronage and partisanship. Secondly, how he worked through the constitutional issues involved with the Louisiana Purchase, perhaps his greatest achievement as president. And finally, the problems he faced and issues raised by his treatment of civil liberties. Jefferson referred to his election as the Revolution of 1800. And he did this because he believed that it was, in fact, a reinstitution of the principles of 1776 that the Federalists had tried to undermine. And in many ways, Jefferson's presidency does, in fact, reflect a return to the country ideals of the revolutionary period, ideals of diminished federal government and strict construction of the Constitution. In his first inaugural, he argued for a, quote, wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government, and this is necessary to close the circle of our felicities. What did he deem the essential principles of government? Equal and exact justice to all men, of whatever state or persuasion, religious or political. Peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations. Entangling alliances with none. The support of the state governments in all their rights, as the most competent administrations for our domestic concerns, and the surest bulwarks against anti-republican tendencies. And Jefferson did, in fact, achieve many of these goals. He was able to cut $33 million off the federal debt in the first 7.5 years of his administration, which saved a full $2 million per year in interest payments alone. While doing this, he was able to eliminate all domestic taxes, relying on nothing but the tariff, and he did, in fact, dramatically shrink the size of federal government. In other regards, however, Jefferson's tenure in office represents a stark contrast between his purported principles and his actual practice. And he's aware of this. In fact, Jefferson keeps almost all the Hamiltonian scheme of finances and taxes. As he explains to Dupont de Meur, when this government was first established, it was possible to have kept it going on true principles. But the contracted English, half-lettered ideas of Hamilton destroyed that hope in the bud. We can pay off his debt in 15 years, but we can never get rid of his financial system. It mortifies me to be strengthening principles which I deem radically vicious, but this vice is entailed on us by the first error. Now, you can read this in one of two ways, either pragmatism or opportunism. I think in Jefferson's case, it's a hard call. As he writes himself, what is practicable must often control what is pure theory, and the habits of the governed determine in a great degree what is practicable. But I would argue that ultimately what informs Jefferson's actions is not constitutional or even political economic considerations, but a higher sense of political priorities based on his vision and his fears, based on ultimately the revolutionary principles that he had first articulated in 1776. And in fact, what he argues is the real basis of political legitimacy is not constitutional order so much as something very similar to Rousseau's notion of the general will, the common good of the people, whether they recognize it or not. To Edmund Randolph, he writes, "The whole body of the nation is the sovereign legislature, judiciary, and executive power for itself. It is the will of the nation which makes the law obligatory. It is their will which creates or annihilates the organ which is to declare and announce it." So I think we have to keep in mind that Jefferson is always pursuing this higher vision.